Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And away we go with the happiest of hours, Scrabby. I've upgraded the Friday happy hour now to the happiest of hours.
I think
since
this
it's
is.
The weekend.
I think this
you
is.
You know what I mean? It's
I
Friday it plus the weekend.
Yeah.
Coming up, we welcome you in, Gwen and Chris. San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Congrats, Jim, out there. Was it Jim?
Yes.
Who got the Padre Royals tickets. Well done. Said it was a guess, but it was an accurate guess. In fact, we had quite a few guesses, and all of them were intelligent guesses. Like, people who didn't say Montana and Kansas.
That would be weird.
Right? The two states that have been home to seven NCAA football/basketball champs this century, meaning from 2000 on. I think one's more obvious than the other. Alabama was the first one. I think that's the more obvious one.
That was the one that hit me.
The reason is because the University of Alabama football has six of those
championships.
The seventh is Auburn, won a football title in 2010. So Cam Newton won
it. Yes.
So that's Alabama. The less obvious one, but still gettable, is Florida. And five of those championships won by the University of Florida. Two in football. Those are the Tim Tebow days.
I was going to say, when was the last time that happened?
Yeah, 06 and 08. And three in basketball. Florida won back-to-back 06 and 07 with Yannick Noah, or Joakim Noah, and others. And then, of course, last year, they just won in 2025. The other two for the state of Florida, Florida State got a football championship behind the quarterbacking of Jameis Winston.
That was a great game, by the way.
2013. And the other one has to go back a little ways, 2001. The U, Miami, Florida, won the National Football Championship.
Game.
Actually, it wasn't. They lost the great game. Miami lost to Ohio State.
Oh, that's the with next, Maurice Claret.
Right. The year after, Miami crushed, I think it was Nebraska. It was a terrible championship game, actually.
So I'm thinking of the one they actually lost.
You're thinking the one they actually lost. But anyway, those are the seven for Florida, seven for Alabama, and I don't have the list of every state, okay? I just know those are the two top. And Jim got it, so he's going to see the Padres and Royals. Good for him. On June 22nd, we should remind everybody that on June 23rd, if you're on the YouTube chat, you can see the box. I'm not taking it out because I don't really feel like putting it back. The Fernando Tatis bat flip bobblehead presented by Serve Pro, Padres and Washington Nationals. The bat flip bobblehead, if you can see the picture of it, but he's got Fernando's wearing the City Connects, the bobblehead is. But he has the bat actually flips around in his hand.
It does.
So that's kind of the big attraction here.
Yes. Attraction.
And that giveaway is limited to the first 40,000 fans on Monday, June 23rd. Padres, Nats on that one.
I wonder if that series is going to carry over a little bit
from
of
last year?
Spiciness.
No.
Because it was Jurickson Profar?
It was Profar, and it was Jesse Winker, who's no longer there.
That's
either.
True.
Gore is still there, but no.
And he's pitching very well. You know how many DMs I get about, well,
if AJ Preller didn't trade away those guys, we would be good.
Yeah, I'm sure you get them. You got Gore, you got Gore, you got James Wood, which is really painful. There's no question. He's probably going to be in the All-Star game. CJ Abrams is another player. But if you didn't trade those away, you also wouldn't have Michael King or probably Dylan Cease. I'm not saying you can choose who you want, but the Padres are not completely empty in that trade. Although it seems that way because Soto's no longer here.
I think revisionist history is very strong.
And that's why I'm trying to combat it a little bit. By reminding people that the Padres still have something out of that trade. Washington got something, too.
I'm really worried about Michael King, though. I said last night in the Scraby Show, because of things I've been reading and things that Mike Schilt's been saying, that I don't think he's coming back before the All-Star break. That's a month away.
Man.
He's going to have to ramp back up. Like, I just don't think it's going to happen before the All-Star break. What are you looking at?
I'm trying to find any latest news on Michael King.
There is none.
And there really is none. Other than that he's not making a whole lot of progress.
This thing went
What did he do?
This thing went from he slept on his shoulder wrong to he's been out since like May 16th or May 24th.
You're not wrong. And I'm not saying the Padres were misleading us.
No, I agree.
It just seems like, but when he got hurt, I thought he was going to be out for like a half an hour. Like, I almost thought, you know what, we're going to have Sean Reynolds started that game, remember?
Yes.
We're going to have Sean Reynolds start, but Michael King will be available in the seventh inning.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think he was even going to be gone at all. And this has now been a month, has it not? And with the chance of it being another month.
Oh, okay. Adam just texted me something that Sammy Lev just sent out 2 minutes ago about this.
Well, let's get the latest, then.
I'm not going to play the Mike Schilt audio, but it says that Darvish is going to throw a simulated game tomorrow, likely at the Peoria Complex. That's good.
Okay.
On the next steps for King, quote, until he can pick up a baseball and throw it consistently, there's really no planning. That scares me.
Can't pick up a baseball. Like, what did, I mean, I know he slept wrong.
I read something.
How?
I read
like
something.
Like that, I mean. Like, how is it that bad? Like, why, if it was this bad, why didn't he wake up in the middle of the night and go, ow, I got to move?
I read
maybe
something.
Maybe he's just a really strong sleeper.
I can't take this for 100% truth, but there's rumors of a bulged disc in his neck.
All right. Well, I'm not going to go there.
All right.
Let's not get carried away.
All right. Can we scratch that from the record?
Yeah, please scratch that. There's nothing. Scraby doesn't know anything, so don't go running around telling everybody that.
That's a good point, Chris.
But it's also fair to say that something is wrong, right? I mean, he's not just kind of out. He's out.
And he's not throwing.
No, can't pick up a baseball.
If he starts throwing tomorrow, he's not back before the All-Star break.
Look, Mike Schilt said straight up, there's no reason to even ask me about it again.
He did
until he can pick up a baseball. That is not his quote, but that's basically what he's saying. Keep asking me, fine. I have to keep telling you nothing. Because he can't even pick up a baseball.
And, you know, it's got to be just as frustrating for the Padres than it is for us.
Oh, for him.
How about him?
Yeah. He's finally... Look, Michael King did not get born into being an ace pitcher in the major leagues. As a matter of fact, when we acquired him from the Yankees, where'd you have him slotted in? About fourth in our rotation, if that?
Maybe fifth?
Yeah. Certainly didn't have him as an ace, one of the best in the entire National League.
No.
So he finally gets to there, and then, you know, based on what we're told, he slept on his arm wrong, and he's like, his entire season is derailed? Wow.
It is quite crazy. I don't think the Padres are misleading us. I just think it's very unfortunate.
I don't think they knew. I think they thought he was hurt. you know, they're going to take a look for a couple days, and now it's just, you know, on and on and on. Let's just try to look at the other news for a second. Yu Darvish is throwing a sim game. Maybe he'll can come back next week. Wouldn't kill me if Yu Darvish came back against the Dodgers, the one team that he pitches pretty well against normally.
He pitches well in Dodger Stadium.
Could certainly use him.
Yeah.
You know, hate to tell you, Yu. This is
we need you.
We not only need you, and this is tantamount to holding a guy, you know, kind of hostage. But last year, you needed us.
What?
He needed us. He left the team for quite a long time.
Oh!
We still don't know why.
It doesn't matter, really.
Right? But he left. We picked up the slack. This year, we need him because we don't have people to pick up the slack.
Do you think that Yu Darvish and the Padres are... I believe that there is something going on with Yu, but I believe he's also working his way back. Do you think there's anything to the thought of they're saving him for the second half of the season?
Yes, but they can still do that and bring him back now when we really need him.
True. And they also got Matt Waldron in AAA, like...
He's knocking at the door.
That's an option.
Look, the Dodgers may not say it, but they're in no hurry for Blake Snell to come back.
No, they're not.
Long as he's back, starts a couple games in September to get ready, and then he pitches in October, Dodgers are fine with that. I think it's kind of sad, really.
That they're
you are
fine
a major league
it?
Ball player. You're making, you know, Blake Snell money. You know, go pitch.
I agree.
But I think the Dodgers are just saying, hey, don't come back. We're in no hurry. Don't need you. Rather you pitch in the playoffs. Blake Snell, maybe even the same with Glass now. I always think he's hurt.
I think he's working his way
back,
too.
And we also understand the other thing. Ohtani's another possibility for October, at least.
Yeah, for the second half of the
season.
But they're not
going to hurry up. Yeah. But what do they need him in the second half for?
Well, they do. They have a lot of injuries on
the pitchers. They're still in first place. I'm just saying, unless the Dodgers fall, what would be really interesting to me is if the Padres and Giants both went on a roll and the Dodgers were all of a sudden six games back, then you'd find out just how hurt Glasnow and Gell, or I mean Snell and Ohtani are. Because if they fell six games back and the entire world was collapsing around the Dodgers, then we'd know. Can these guys pitch or not?
Yeah.
But right now, it doesn't matter.
You're right.
One guy who can pitch for the Padres is Ryan Burgert. He'll start tomorrow night. A new guy to the ball club and new to our Friar Friday interview. Interesting as it were, you'll hear it in the next segment after we take a short break, which includes traffic. And unfortunately today, you're going to want to listen to this traffic so you can avoid a couple of areas.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, Quiz 519. Only a little while until we turn it over to Sam Levitt, Padre pregame show. Our happy hour today brought to you by our friends, GL Pools. They are the swimming pool experts. They're trusted by thousands of San Diegans. Since 2006, baseball season is in full swing, and so is swim season. I was out there this morning, Scrabe, getting a lap or two in. Call GL Pools, mention the word radio for a free month of pool service. Since we started the show talking about temperatures, I'll point out one of my angers with swimming pool temperatures. Even though our pool is heated, I believe, to the same temperature, 80-something degrees every day, this is a nature thing. Okay. During the winter when it's freezing and I can barely, you know, get over to the pool, I'm so cold in the morning, wrapped, bundled up.
People in Montana are laughing at you right now.
Okay, but I get there and then I step in the pool and the pool feels warm. But on a day like today when it's nice and warm out in the morning, I walk over, step in the pool.
Freezing.
It feels like the pool's freezing, but it's the same pool.
Yeah.
Somebody explain that to me.
One time.
We are really hitting on some important details.
No. One time, because when we moved in, when my parents moved into the house that they live in now,
okay,
it was like 2003, and we finally got a pool as a family for the first time.
Very good.
Well, someone didn't know, and I'm not going to throw under the bus, Mom,
okay,
didn't know that she turned on the pool heater. So the pool was about 95 degrees, and I jumped in thinking it was going to be cold. And
not
it
too
was,
refreshing.
It was shocking how weird it was to jump into a jacuzzi pool.
Yeah, not refreshing, Mom.
Yeah, not refreshing.
All right. What was refreshing was our visit earlier today with Ryan Burgert, Padres' newest right-handed starter, 25 years young. And we found out a little bit more about him ahead of his start tomorrow night against Arizona. It is time, indeed, for our Padre Friar Friday interview. And we're really excited today to be joined by one of the newest Padre pitchers. Ryan Burgert is our guest today. He's down in Arizona, of course, where the Padres are playing the Diamondbacks tonight. Ryan, Mike Shildt made the announcement about, I'm going to say, 4 or 5 days before the very first spring training game. He's told everybody the guy's going to throw the very first pitch this season is Ryan Burgert. How did that make you feel when you got that news? Even if it was only a spring training game. I thought that was a nice way to start things off.
Yeah, it was a huge honor, honestly. I was very excited to do it. Honestly, a little surprised, but at the time being, but it was a great opportunity, and you know, I just had fun with it.
Did that get you thinking at all? You know, maybe this is going to be a situation where I'll have a chance to open some eyes and potentially get where I really want to go this year, which is up to San Diego.
I mean, yeah, for sure. You know, when they first kind of told me, that was kind of my number one goal. I mean, anytime you throw in front of those guys as a minor leaguer, your goal is to go out and show them what you can do. So
yeah,
I just kind of took that opportunity and ran with it. So
we're talking to Ryan Burgert for Friar Friday here on 97.3 The Fan. He's going to be starting tomorrow against the Diamondbacks. But I saw Mookie Betts and Jackson Merrill on a podcast say Giants fans are the meanest. Now, I'm not going to ask you to comment on Giants fans or anything, but you did make your first big league start in San Francisco. What was it like to go into that hostile territory for your first major league start?
I mean, I didn't have that big of an issue. I feel like whenever I'm pitching in the game, I'm pretty locked in, not really trying to focus on anything outside of the game and pitching. I'm sure those guys in the outfield can hear a lot more than I can from the mound. So it was hostile. It was, you know, very loud. But, you know, I just tried to calm my nerves and, you know, kind of focus on my job. And I just kept on rolling. So
nothing that he hadn't heard before in college at, you know, pitching for West Virginia, I'm sure. Playing some rivals back there. Ryan Burgert is our guest. Matt just mentioned it. You're starting tomorrow night. So take us through what you are doing tonight. You're obviously you know, paying very close attention. This is the team you're going to face tomorrow.
Right.
Will you sit with Ruben Niebla? Is there any, you know, kind of plan of attack, or do you see how it goes? I know back in the day, and I don't know that this happens anymore, but the next day's starting pitcher used to actually chart the pitches for the game tonight as a way of kind of getting familiar.
Mm-hmm.
So take us through kind of what your plan will be tonight in preparation for tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, today, later at the ballpark, we'll go over all the hitters and talk about attack plan with pretty much the whole pitching group and Ruben and Fritzy, and then, you know, go out to the game. I'll watch how Kolek attacks guys and what's successful, and put that maybe in my notes that I already have written down on these guys and my own individual attack plan, and then going into tomorrow, sit down with catcher, whoever's catching me that day, and go over the hitters one by one, what we like, what we don't like, what we like in certain counts, certain situations, and then kind of go out and try to execute the best we can.
So you don't, to be clear then, you missed out on the time in the world where you would have to sit there all night with a pen and a piece of paper and mark down where every single pitch went tonight.
Yeah, up here they don't do that as much, but I did have to do that a few times down in Double A.
All right.
And High A.
They have StatCast now, Chris.
Yes, I know, but you know, look, I feel better that he got a chance to experience that.
Yes.
Yeah, I got a taste of it.
All right, good. That's important to me.
We're talking to Ryan Berger here on 97.3 The Fan for Fryer Friday. Both starts, Ryan, have been really, really good, and both starts have come on the road. My question is, what kind of adjustments did you make between the first and second start, if you made any at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think just execution with the fastball was really the biggest change between starts. I felt like I kind of got out of my mechanics a bit, maybe was a little jittery, a little anxious, nervous that first start, and was just trying to execute fastballs on both sides of the plate, whereas, you know, in San Fran, I was kind of missing up and glove side a bit, where I wanted to get more in on righties. So, I mean, I think that was probably just the biggest adjustment there. But
so far, really good, as Matt mentioned there, for Ryan Berger. 13-plus innings, just two runs, 1-0 record, and a nifty 1.26 ERA. I don't think you're quite looking at all of that stuff yet, but my question this early in your big league career, where are you in terms of confidence that you belong here? You know, I mean, I would think every pitcher's got to have an aha moment where they go, you know what, okay, I'm in the big leagues and I can get these guys out. Perhaps you've already had that moment. Where do you feel you are in terms of confidence, you know, pitching at this level?
I'd say I'm pretty fairly confident. I'm getting comfortable, you know, just trusting my stuff in the zone, and you know, even if it's getting contact, it's been resulting in outs and weak contact and ground balls and pop flies. And I don't know, I feel good with my stuff and kind of always have been, just kind of going at guys, going at hitters and filling up the strike zone and let the results be what they are, you know. It's kind of the way you got to pitch.
Yeah.
Trying to pitch around guys, trying to go right at them. So
we're talking to Ryan Berger here on Fryer Friday, 97.3 The Fan. Last one for me, Ryan. Thank you so much for your time. You said something earlier about you have notes on certain guys, and I've never heard that before. Is that something that you do, is you take notes on guys and then you can keep those? It's kind of like, I think about like golf. They always put notes in their yardage book, so they have it for all time. Is that something that you do? Like take notes on hitters?
I got a notebook where I go through and watch some video, look at some data stuff, and, you know, just write a few notes down for each one that I take into my meetings with the pitching coaches and hitters, or pitching coaches and catchers. And, yeah, I just keep it in my notebook. I do about for every lineup I pitch against. So I got a bunch of AAA lineups and a few big league lineups in there. So, yeah, just kind of keep a notebook of all the hitters.
Interesting.
Sounds fun.
Yeah,
I mean,
does.
Who knows? Maybe couple of decades from now, when you're looking back on your Hall of Fame career, you can read some of these notes. And
yeah,
go,
I would definitely keep that notebook.
You would read all that stuff later on?
Yes.
Yes. All right, Ryan. Look, it's been a great start. Tomorrow night, good luck. Keep it going. What have they told you as far as, just real quick, as far as your immediate future? Or are we, is this one step at a time, one game at a time? And, you know, we'll see. Because we do have some pitchers potentially coming back from injuries.
Right. Yeah, they haven't really told me much. I'm kind of just taking it one start at a time, you know, and let everything kind of play out. So I'm just trying to focus on Arizona, and then after that, you know, we'll see if
I think it's smart.
It is the way to go. And number one, and number two, what he's doing is the thing you should do, which is make their decision difficult when guys come back and say, "Hey, look, we this you know guy's been pitching great," and you have. Ryan, thanks so much for the time. Enjoyed meeting you. Best of luck tomorrow night, and we'll look forward to seeing you back in San Diego.
Yep. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, good stuff. Ryan Burgert. Look for him on the mound tomorrow. That's a 4 o'clock, I believe, start tomorrow, Scrabe, or 4:30. Either way, it's on Fox national television game tomorrow, which at least you should be able to find.
Yeah, that's
as
easy.
Opposed to tonight where you're pretty much out of luck unless you subscribe to Apple TV. By the way, remember, if you do subscribe to Apple TV and you're watching the game, then download, because they'll give you the option.
Yes.
You can listen to Tony and Jesse's broadcast while you watch.
Yes.
So that is one nice thing about the Apple thing, the only nice thing I say. I have a couple of statistics that I want to just end with. And then I'm going to sit back and see if either of these things change over the weekend. One, Fernando Tatis Jr., a 188 batting average since May 1st. Fernando Tatis Jr., two RBIs in the last 4 weeks, both on solo homers. He has not driven in another player in over a month. Part of that is because the guys who bat ahead of him are rarely on base. Jackson Merrill, one home run since May the 7th. Jackson Merrill, since May 12th, hitting .210. And has only two multiple RBI games in that span. And in both of those, he had exactly two. Some of those numbers got to change this weekend for the Padres to come out victorious in this Arizona series. Says me.
Says you. Okay.
That's right. We'll see what happens. Keep an eye on both those guys this weekend. I don't know that they'll turn it around. I just said that's got to start happening. That's my big thing. Look, Sammy Levitt will tell you the real story because he's the pre- and post-game show host. I just kind of stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night. So don't listen to me. Listen to whatever Sam tells you.
I think that Holiday Inn Express commercial was maybe one of the greatest marketing
gimmicks
ever.
Kind of a genius thing, right? Yeah, we still use it like 10, 15 years later.
People still refer to it. What do you say, Sam? I don't even know what mic he's on, so I can't.
He doesn't know what mic he's on either.
All right,
he's sitting over there.
Never mind. This is the happiest of hours. Oh, there he is.
Sam, who's on the pregame show tonight? Who are you visiting with? Anybody?
That's an excellent question, Chrisello, and I'm happy to tell you who's on the pregame show. We'll hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt. We'll hear from tonight's left fielder, Tyler Wade, and we'll also hear from Diamondbacks radio broadcaster Chris Garagiola.
Garagiola.
And I'm assuming he's married to, related to the great Joe Garagiola. I know he's not married. Joe Garagiola, one of the great broadcasters, by the way, was really, really fun to listen to. So good for Chris.
It's a riveting way to end the week.
Well, as long as he's not bringing, at least he's not bringing Bob Brenly on the show.
I was going to say about your holiday.
If you said Bob Brenly, I was going to disown you.
I was going to say about your Holiday Inn Express line. That was a great commercial campaign.
It's getting tired.
Well, I think it was a while ago at this point. So people may not know what you're talking about.
No, they'll have to look it up.
Oh yeah, you got to look it up though. Those are some fun commercials.
Remember, I think it was. I can't remember what beer company, but the
Budweiser.
Budweiser.
Wazza. That was great. That was great. That was amazing. Chris, take us home.
I don't know. I don't think we need a pregame show. We can just do that for the next hour. That'll get everybody ready for the game. Have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.